All right, well, we're live.
Okay.
So, hey, what's going on, guys? It's your boy. Every intro ever will be that.
No.
Okay. What should we start with here? Welcome to the podcast. This is Fucked Number 2.
Hi.
I'm here with Kyle again.
It's me.
And we're here to talk about some shit.
Yeah. Do you have any shit you want to lay out?
I don't have any shit. Let's see. I haven't done really anything lately, except some very light drinking.
Oh.
Which, I mean, like, you know, just enough to kind of throw up the night before and then go to work the next day.
Light.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't take much for me, so it's
that's light, true.
In the spectrum of things. What about you? You just turned 21.
Well, I just turned 21 this weekend, and, like, I guess I thought something else would come of it when I realized...
Been drinking?
No. No, it's just like, it was awesome getting in, and it was awesome, like, getting carded and shit. But I was like, this is just what I do.
Did you just go to bars and stuff?
I went to one bar, and they were all like, oh, you're 21, blue, 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 drinks on me, blue, blue, blah. And, like, when I first got there, I had, like, three people who went in line and got me, like, drink it or drink it or drink. And, like, I had a thing called a Tic Tac, and it was so good. And then I had a shot of tequila, and then I had another drink. And then I got two free drinks because I told them I smoked cigarettes. And, like...
How does that...
Yeah, okay. So, like, they were, like, doing this promotion. And they're, like... They asked for smokers. And I was, like, oh, yeah, I smoke. Boop. And they're, like, what do you usually smoke? I'm, like, you know, usually hybrids and sativas. And they're, like, no cigarettes. I was, like...
Oh, Marlboro.
I was, like, American Spirits. And they're, like, oh, really? What kind? I'm, like... The yellow box. But like, so I got a free cup, a free straw, and two free drinks.
For smoking. For being disgusting.
For being a fake disgusting
person. Fake disgusting person.
But
Hashtag fuck smokers.
Yeah. And then I went to this other place called Blow Pony, and it was the biggest...
Was it a gay bar?
It was the biggest, gayest rave thing in the world.
Okay.
It was so hot, there was a cloud forming in the ceiling.
Nice.
No.
Condensation of...
If you walked past the wrong person, it smelled like a hot sewer.
Nice.
But, like, yeah. I got pulled on stage at the end of the night. It was cool. Someone took off my shirt. I had to dodge people's kisses.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I almost punched someone in the face. I almost knocked a nigga out. I was losing it, okay? So, I was, like, the guy was dancing up on me. I was like, cool. Like, he was not cute at all, actually. I was like, please get away. And then...
But how shit-faced on a level of 1 to 10, how...
How shit-faced was I?
Yeah, how drunk were you?
8.
Nice, okay. So you're like, still coherent enough to say, get the fuck up off this.
But, like, he tried to put his hand, like, straight into my pants, and I was like, whoa! And I was like, you need to go away. And he was like, you're going to fuck me.
Wow.
And I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
What was this guy's size compared to you?
No one compares to me.
Okay,
but,
so,
but
how tall are you? 6'2"?
6'2".
So it's a 6'2" black guy here.
Hi.
Who's proportioned correctly.
6'2", 220.
Yeah.
But, he was like 5'10", and a chunky Mexican kid, like chunkier Mexican guy.
Nice.
But like literally, he kept like trying to do petty shit all night. Like he'd walk past me with another guy and like step on my shoe. I'm like, you motherfucker, you're lucky I don't plant this straight up your fucking ass.
Your fist or your dick?
No, my foot.
Ah, foot.
Yeah. But that was my birthday.
Just a lot of that?
Yeah, and a lot of drinking.
Did your companions join you into these places?
Companions?
The people you were there with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. And then, she left. Shamira left again. I hate my life.
Shamalama ding dong left.
Yep. Shamalama. And ended up getting cussed out by a stripper in the middle of the street.
Nice.
But.
A boy stripper or a girl stripper?
A female stripper.
That's what we need to go do when you go to a strip club.
Way to bore me to tears.
What?
I'll go to a strip club. That'd be fun. Be a nice acrobatic show.
Have you been to a strip club?
Well, I don't consider the way I went to a strip club, but there were naked people.
It's unreal. Like, it's like, Because I went when I was 18.
You went to Golden Dragon, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ew!
It wasn't... I don't know. Actually, I don't know what it's called, but I'm guessing it's Golden Dragon.
Is the one in Portland?
Yeah, the only one. Yeah,
no. That place is ratchet.
Yeah, it was ratchet. But it was, like, the atmosphere, like, the whole concept of a strip club, like, just naked bitches walking around. Like, it's very, like chill, you know? Like, you're just kind of sitting there like, yeah, yeah, there's pussy out. There's tits out. You know, it's like, yeah.
I want to be a stripper.
Anyway. Yeah, I've heard some good... I don't know. Let me go look.
Oh, my God. No, don't leave me here alone!
Leave me here at the podcast alone.
Oh, no. Life. I don't know why he keeps doing this to me. Well, you're stuck with me again. And I have nothing to say yet again. So I'm going to continue to talk. But, yeah. I'm 21 now. And my first legal purchase was a whole half gallon of Grey
Goose. That's my fucking old neighbors.
No! I was telling them how I bought a bottle of Grey Goose for my first purchase. Half gallon, now it's gone.
I have not bought anything but, like, beer and mixed drinks. Like, I haven't actually bought... No. I guess I bought some beer from, like, a store, but, like, I haven't bought any liquor.
Why not?
Because I don't have a car, and the liquor store is on the other side of fucking town.
You know... Get on your little bike and get to stepping.
That's true. No, I want to go get stuff to make Moscow mules because those are good.
You don't take shots?
I can. I don't take shots, though. I can totally drink probably anything.
So Dylan's like a grandma when it comes to some things. I'm like not a grandma when it comes to other things. He's very choosy with when he wants to be an elderly female.
It's funny because it's either like just the tip or just balls deep
and like,
absolute chaos.
No, but like
it's seriously. It's never in between. It's never like,
and the thing
this is a good spot.
He's oftentimes a grandma about things that I am no grandma about. So it's like, hey, I was so gracious as to learn your way of life. Come venture on my side. He's like, no. Hard pass.
I'm very particular about my endeavors.
Sounds like I'm trying to convert you to be gay.
It's definitely not the case.
Oh my god.
Hey, I've done drugs with you. Why don't you come suck my dick?
I'm like, that sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal.
You know, only right.
Anyway, fair trade.
Fair trade.
What
would you consider yourself a grandma at and not a grandma at?
Oh.
Because I want to see if it lines up with what I think it is.
Well, the thing is, I feel like I'm grandma for, like, drinking and weed. Ugh. Usually, though, like, because there's definitely been times where I haven't been. You know, I've drank way too much before, and I won't say I've smoked way too much, because I really never have.
I think one day we should just sit in your basement and go shot for shot with gin. Nasty ass gross gin.
Oh god, and why?
What do you consider yourself not a grandma at? And then we'll do
cocaine.
Shot for shot, line for line, let's go. I could do it. I could do it.
I could probably outdo you.
No. It would be so fun.
No,
this would be fun.
I'll go into cardiac arrest and you'll just pass out.
And I'll get really arrested.
You'll get arrested and I'll die.
Oh, no. Honestly, which is worse?
Arrested, you get to come back for it. It's just slap on the wrist.
You're never the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm...
But the other thing is, like, I work all the time, so it's like, I've become less and less motivated to do things and go out.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of rallying and, like, YOLO and being young?
Maybe if I didn't have a job I worked with my mom at.
Wait, if you have a job, then you can go to a place and do that job.
Plus, I don't have any fucking days off ever.
That needs a change. Mm-hmm. And rally. Rally, 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 rally. That's what I'm saying.
Puke and rally.
Huh?
Puke and rally?
Yeah. I don't even need to puke. I was rally, bitch. Hey. But, like, live. Like, I realize.
That's the other thing. I'm also in Newport all the time. Like, I've done everything in Newport, and I've done it on drugs, and I've done it all again, and I've done it all on drugs a second time. So I've done everything in Newport.
Really? So that shot for shot, line for line thing.
Like, I'd like to go to fucking...
Listen, we can charge admission and hold...
Nobody wants to watch that.
Yes. I know a lot of people who love to watch us die.
Okay, there's quite a few. Everybody I graduated with would probably be down to watch me fucking die. At least
three quarters of the graduating class.
Every woman that we graduated with would
probably... There'd be teachers in disguise sitting in the back like... Like, is that you?
Mr. Scarberry probably bet on me.
Mr. Scarberry? And if anyone who knows him is watching, you know what I mean.
As we just drop the name.
You fucking know what I mean.
Mr. Torn Cherry. It's disguised.
Get the fuck out.
Torn Cherry.
Yep. Thornberry. Torn Cherry. No, he... Yeah.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That is a man. A dad. Oh, a dad.
Yeah, and have you seen his wife?
No.
You haven't seen his wife?
No.
Bruh. She is same level of hot.
Yo.
In female form. At least same level. She's fucking hot.
Damn.
And blonde, which is like extra 2 points in my
mind. We should knock on the door and be like, hey, want to try something new?
Yeah. Just show up at their house. Hey, you want some more kids?
Do you want some more kids?
Because I'll put some in your wife's mouth.
No, I'll put some in yours. Oh, my Lord. Like, honestly, I don't think I learned anything in his leadership class. I didn't do anything in that class. Leadership class. Oh, my God. I was in leadership for, like, 3 years.
Was that the stuff that they decided everything that goes on in the school? Uh-huh. Was that the city? Yeah, yeah, that's the city council of cunts. It's the
student council. But the thing is, I like to have a little say in what goes on in my school.
I was pushing for a vending machine literally anywhere.
Yeah, they did not want a vending machine at all. They had vending machines. They took them out because they hate us for some reason.
They just hate us. They'd rather have us go to the Cubs cave across the street. They'd rather us spend our money somewhere else. Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. But anyway.
Dude, I haven't had... Did you ever have Cubs Cave cookies?
Yes!
Dude, I just started thinking about those just now. Oh my God. I haven't had Cubs Cave cookies.
I actually went back like a year and a half ago.
Really? For the cookies?
I think I went for a chicken bacon ranch.
Those were so terribly good.
Oh my God. No, seriously?
Every time I had one, I was like, ugh, why did I do that?
Oh no.
I'll take another one.
I was a disgusting little garbage can when I'd eat. But one day before track practice, I was like, I'm going to eat a chicken bacon ranch, a Reese's, and a Monster. I'm a fucking loser. I was like, oh, I literally feel like death the period before.
Yeah.
But then I felt great.
And I ate McDonald's one time before running a race. I'm pretty sure. Something like that. I remember when I went to state. Did you go to state in high school? Okay. And I wasn't sure. I didn't. I went as an alternate for the 4x4, which I had never done.
My 4x4 was literally 2 seconds behind. My senior fucking year. Fuck them. Ah!
So I went as an alternate my freshman year. This is back when I cared. Mm. So I went as an alternate.
Those were the days.
But it was like, you know, Michael, Theo, I think it was Daylin, was it? And somebody else.
Are you?
Yeah. Somebody else was on the 4x4.
Was it Turner?
No, he was the first alternate, and then there was me. So I was second alternate to four.
Was it, I can't say his real name.
As we just listed off all four people that were actually. God damn it. Jupiter, Javada, boobly-bop.
We can't go back from that. Give me that pen, because I'm not gonna do it.
You're not gonna fuck the last person?
No. Because I don't like this last person.
Oh, well, that's like even more reason to put them on. Oh, you don't like him?
No.
Is it because he's black?
No. It's because he's a horrible human.
Ah, that's fair. I think it was, actually, though.
Honestly, it doesn't.
I think Lepew was the last.
Okay, just drop hints.
It's not a hint.
Lopala.
Lopala. Anyway, so it was those four guys, which even if they had broken their ankles, still would have run.
No, the thing is, those guys were superhumans.
And it was, but it was the last event. Like, it's the last event of the entire meet. So, like I said, even if they broke their ankles in other events, they still would have done this because it's their last event. Like, fuck it. And I was the second alternate. So, two of these motherfuckers had to go down with worse than broken ankles. So, I just, like, they gave us $80. I spent it all the first day. And then I just ate snacks and drank Mountain Dew and slept the entire fucking time.
It was a whole weekend.
Yeah, I spent the whole weekend in Eugene just hanging out. Like, I walked away up the street to the store and just fucked around. Oh my God. Oh, shit. That reminds me. So, I was new to, like, Hargett and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to call him.
Fuck. He was coach.
All right. Coach head honcho.
Coach, I quit.
Coach fucking full of himself. He hated me by the end of it, but
I loved him.
He liked me to start because I tried, and then when I stopped trying, he didn't care. Anyway, we, like, all came out from they stuck me with, something, Summers. They stuck me with the pot smoker, like, kind of hoodlum group, and then there was me, but my dad had coached all of them, so they all knew me. Yeah, and I was just all my terrible jokes the whole time. So it was fun. But, so they stuck me with them. And then, like, we came all out, like, we were all going to go to pizza or some shit. Mm-hmm. So we all came out from all our rooms. Like, this is, like, a motel. And so we're all in the middle of the parking lot. And he, like, gives his whole fucking speech. Coach gives his whole speech and blah, 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 blah. And then he, like, turns to me, like, after everybody, like, kind of just starts talking about himself. He's like, hey, I heard you have a really dirty sense of humor. I was like, hey, it's like, and that you, like, cuss a lot, like, you have a dirty mouth. It's like, that's not a good thing, like, to be known for. I was like, that's, like, how I got all of my friends. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the other part of me was like, don't you know my dad? Like, he's not PG. Like, he's worse than I am.
Like, this is where I get it from.
Yeah, it was just so funny. Because he just called me out, and, like, the people around me, like, what?
Nah, man. He called me out in junior year for being gay. I was, like, in the closet, like, deep in that bitch still. And he was talking about, like, I don't even know what I was doing. But he was like, you're gonna attract a girl doing that. He's like, or guy, I don't know what you're into, you know. But I'm like, in front of the entire class, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
He was like, because are you? I'm like, I like women. I love pussies. I was just like a mortified little child. I was like, oh my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. 18 minutes in.
And we're like, 18 minutes in. Yeah. I was talking about track and shit. Yeah.
Blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I don't know what to talk about anymore. My brain, my attention span.
Well, we got drug stories. We have some yearbook stuff we can touch on. I have a yearbook if you want to look at a yearbook.
Give me my book.
Shall we go through the yearbook?
Yes.
Just discuss the amazing things that we have in here. Which 2013, was that when we graduated?
Why do I feel like such a loser whenever I look back in high school?
I don't know. It does feel kind of loserish, but the way I've kind of looked at it is that captured. It's red. It's red because, you know, Cubs are red.
No, that was our third color.
I just hate, what's her face?
Who? Where is that?
Heifer. G. Heifer. What is that a good name?
Yes.
No, fucking, like, what was I saying?
You hate.
No, prior to that, when I was grabbing the year. Oh, looking back in high school, I feel like, just because it's been so much of our lives. You know, it's one thing to look back in high school when you're, like, in your 40s. But this shit was, like...
Yesterday?
Yeah, this was so much of our lives since we're only 21 and we graduated 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah. You're one curly-headed, lazy, inappropriate fuck. But you've been my friend ever since I came to Newport, and I wish you luck in life. You're certainly gonna need it, you wild bastard.
Hey! Yeah. Direct quote from people that signed my yearbook. I have
this
not...
yearbook makes me like, oh my god.
Alright, there's two penises docking on my fucking yearbook page here.
I hate this. Your yearbook looks far different than I hate this book.
What do you mean?
This is like literally like flashback to like... I remember I thought high school was like end all be all. I was like, oh, every little thing matters so much.
See, I was the exact opposite in high school. I was like... I was like, I hope this shit ends. Like, yeah, I was ready for it to be over. I was done with high school.
Like, okay, so, like, my high school career was backwards. Like, I started off hating it, and then I ended up liking it, but it seems like backwards for people.
I had so much hair. Wow. Now I have, like, no hair.
Are you bald?
I just shaved my pubes.
Oh. That makes sense.
Anyway. But yeah. Yeah, that was, some good...
Oh my god! Yes!
Yeah, look at me, too.
Oh my god, I remember I was like, I want... Because everyone looks at the king and queen in every other group picture, you know? Like,
yeah, everyone wants to see who
but
is the winner.
I was like, I'm going to stare dead into the camera. I'm going to grab all the attention.
The best part is, the only reason I was prince was for doing Mr. NHS.
That's the only reason I was prince, too.
Yeah.
But that means I was homecoming prince and winter ball prince, and that's not allowed. And I did Mr. NHS twice, which wasn't allowed to. Found a loophole. Boop!
Loophole by just giving them the finger and doing it anyway?
Loophole by, like, they couldn't stop me and they didn't really notice.
Yeah, no shit. Prince Doom.
Oh my god.
This
is literally gonna be like another 40 minutes of me just going, oh my god, oh my god.
We gotta like describe what you're
I'm
oh
not
my
good
god
at describing it. An ugly person.
Oh my god, I hated that Pakistani bitch. That sounds very racist. No. Oh god, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if anybody is gonna know who we're talking about.
I don't think anyone will either.
Yeah.
And by the if we ever get traction, we can delete these. These are our trials.
I hate Pakistan.
Oh, this will not.
Oh, that's what I needed to tell you. Okay, so I got a story.
I hate Pakistan. Oh.
I've got a story.
Look at this. Two big old pictures of me back to back. Oh,
donkey.
So great.
Anyway, so at the restaurant the other day I opened. Yesterday, I guess. It was all the way back in yesterday.
All the way back in the
so
cluster.
I went to, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I went to work, and I don't know why, but there's, like, flies seriously this big.
Ew.
Like, big, dick-swinging flies that have been at the restaurant. But, like, in the very back.
Why? Ew.
Not sure. Not sure why they're back there.
Flies make me want to kill myself.
Anyway, so I go back there, and I see this fly, because I'm just getting, like, scones or some food from the back. I see this fly, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, this thing is gigantic. I'm like, you know what? You know what? I'm going to go, because we have this spray. It's, like, food safe, but it murders the shit out of flies.
Melts them, literally.
So I go back there with that, and I, fuck her. Just, you're going through the yearbook, and I'm just... talking shit.
See, the thing is, like, it works.
Anyway, so I go back there with this spray. I spray it up there, and fucker. Next thing you know, there's 20 plus of these big giant flies flying around the restaurant.
20 plus?
20. Like, 20. Zero. I just sprayed up there, and they all just, they came out the walls or some shit, and they were just fucking everywhere. Like, flying around. And I'm just running around with this stuff, with the spray, like, tsh, tsh, tsh. And then I kind of got way too into it, because, like, this epic music was playing up front.
Oh, no. Were you, like, suffocating yourself?
Kind of. But, no, what was more fun was this epic music was playing, and I just started, like, talking with a German accent the entire time. I was like, where are you going?
Get back here.
You cannot outrun the SS. It felt like I had gassed a village and then waited for them to come running out because, you know, I was at the end of the hallway, like as they're coming out, and then just gunning them down. Wow. Gunning down survivors. Yeah, it felt very liberating to kill all these things.
It felt liberating.
This is going to be like a little FBI fucking red flag here. Me talking about murdering flies and enjoying it.
Do you know what I hate?
Jewish flies?
No. I hate how people put selfies as their senior pictures.
I didn't get to have my senior picture, even though I sent it in.
Well, that's such a shame. But literally,
but I'm wearing a Shocker t-shirt, so whatever.
I, like, some of them are like, I get it. You just go through.
Kill like, her, fuck her, kill her, fuck her, kill her, kill her.
Do you want to do that?
That's going to be the most boring podcast.
No, well.
All right.
You got to give a reason why.
Yeah, you got to guess. Ooh, that'd be, yeah, there you go. There's the catch. So.
And we're going to do it out of order so people can't be like, go to our yearbook and like.
No, do it in order.
No. Okay, ready?
Okay. Oh, God, kill her. It might be. Slit her fucking throat and let her fucking bleed out. This is probably not something I should be recording.
No, yeah.
Me talking about slitting someone's throat like that.
Just be a little tasteful.
Anyway, it was very fun to just go around and shout in a German accent. Oh, and then, so let me finish my story first, and then we'll do this.
Yes, go.
So I go get down this box that was back there. So I could, because I need the box originally before I committed genocide of, I killed, like, at least 15. And, like, I sprayed them down, and then they were, like, on the ground, like, crawling away. I'd just spray them more. Like, I wouldn't step on them and put them out of their misery. Like, I was like, no, you will suffer.
No, you will suffer.
Anyway, so I take this box down. There's one on top of it, just like, I just had my knife out, and I just, and then I'm cleaning my knife off. I'm like, I admire your efforts, but they were no match. So yeah, that was my German upbringing that I had over the. Anyway, let's go through the yearbook and.
That was my German. Anyway,
discovered my roots.
Next.
All right, let's do this shit.
Wait a second! I'm trying to look for my baby. There it is. Hi.
Your baby ass.
What?
excuse me.
Oh, look at me.
Hey.
I'm playing with a plunger. Such a gross child.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Oh, God damn it, woman! Close the book.
I'm just.
Get back to.
The terrible, terrible. Okay.
Kill one.
So
fuck
we did
one.
The. We did the.
Fuck the shit out of that one.
Oh, why?
Wait, is that who? I'm... Yeah. She got a fat ass. What do you mean, why?
She got a fat ass.
Who is that? Oh, yeah, I would have fucked her.
I thought she was gorgeous.
I wouldn't say gorgeous.
No, she was beautiful.
She had good days.
What?
But she had bad days.
Oh, my God.
Where she
God.
Looked like she had, like, fought off a fury.
Yeah. And it's hot that
she had big tits.
Keep herself strong and fight.
But you know who really had it out for you, for her?
Oh.
Yeah, like... Like, he made a comment about it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No way.
Because, yeah, I didn't think she was that hot, but whatever.
Okay, okay. I get it. You choose one, though.
Oh, for you?
No. Rather kill my... No.
Dude, when he was on our team in dodgeball, I'd still hit him. I'd peg him in the back of the fucking head.
You were so mean to him.
I was not a good person.
Oh my gosh. Looking back in high school, I'm like, why did I hang out with you? I was such a...
I don't know why anybody hang out with me ever.
For her.
She's gotten better. She's gotten more attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like a weird face. It's like, she's cute, but it's like...
From the back.
Like, she's great from behind. Yeah. But, like, you turn around and you're like, oh. Okay, hi. Hi.
I might be able to drink and talk my way through this and then get to the turn you around part.
Oh, wow. Do you remember? Oh, my God. I hate this girl. No, listen. Because she...
She was a cunt, wasn't she?
The first day she shows up, she's, like, really short. And I'm like, you're adorable. And she's, like, really cute and really funny. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, I'm really nervous to be here. And I'm like, why? She's like, because, like, I skipped a lot of grades. She's like, I'm only 14.
What?
And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah. Like, and I was like, no wonder you're so small. She's like, yeah, I just tell people I'm really short. She was, like, dead on, full on serious. I was like, no way. Like, I asked her, like, and
but she ended up being full of shit?
Yeah!
What a cunt.
And literally, I was like, oh my God, do you guys know that Aaron's actually 14? She's like, no, I'm not.
And he just name dropped that. I should have just let you go and we could have just played it off as like...
You never let him go! You never let him go!
Because I think it's 10 times funnier.
No. No!
Nobody knows who we're talking about.
Shut...
All right. We'll go back, and now we gotta keep going. I mean,
no,
we're already like half shafted short, this shit.
I was pissed.
Because you were lying to.
Are you serious? Okay, bye.
Heartbroken. That? Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, she has a weird face.
Really?
Yep.
Weird. She has nice tits, though.
So, oh my God.
She has a good tit and ass ratio. Yeah, I would have fucked the shit out of her. But, like, really angry sex, I feel like it would have been.
It would have been political.
Yeah, in, like, a good way.
Like,
in an angry political way.
Angrilitical.
Anglerfish.
What about her?
Would have broken that shit in half.
You easily. Like if she tripped and fell.
Yeah, but would you?
Snapped at me?
Yeah.
No.
Would you go break that shit in half?
No.
No.
I don't know. So we were like.
No, friends. No. Yeah, probably.
We were friends.
Yeah, but the.
No.
But you're a dude, like.
Yeah. But no.
Like, I'm friends with girls, but if they offered a blowjob, I'd say yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God, no. She was disgusting.
Which one?
Both of them. The bigger one was worse.
Oh.
I saw her bring a fucking 2-liter of soda every day, and I knew there were different ones because there were different sodas every day. She drank a 2-liter of pop every
At least.
Fucking day. I was like, do you not feel yourself getting heavy?
Do you not feel yourself? Standing up gets a little harder. How about this person?
I'd fuck the shit out of him.
And we're not going to tell you who I pointed at. Ha ha! Oh, I miss her so much.
Yeah, I'd fuck her.
Don't talk about her. She's an angel.
Yeah, but I'd fuck her.
She's a beautiful angel.
And I'd fuck her. Who's that? Oh, God. I hate her.
You can't recognize people from Upside Down.
No, I can't. Their faces look totally different. Plus, I haven't seen these people.
What's wrong with
in, like, years. Thank
facial recognition
God.
Skills.
Who the fuck is this? Oh, yeah, I would have fucked her.
Who's that?
See, like, that was another one that was like had days where I was like, yeah, she's thick. And the other guy was like, she's fat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're black. You probably would have just been any time.
Cushion for the pushing, yo. Ew! I hate her! No! Okay. She was literally the... My eye hurts. She was... Like, she's bringing pain to my life, and she's not even here. I don't like her.
What are the dogs yerping about?
I hope someone's here to kill us.
I got a Glock. Alright, did you want to take a quick break or something?
No, my eyeball's fine. I think. I hope.
Who is sexting me?
No one.
Yeah, you're damn right. Nobody is sexting me. Anyway.
Okay. What are your... What were... Her? I just felt like she was nasty. Because we have... Oh. Like, I saw the inside of her house.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. That's what you do. And I was not about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hate the fact that I did so much my senior year. Because I didn't really...
Like, as far as sports?
Yeah, because I was so fucking busy.
Really? I was, like, so fucking bored.
No.
Yeah, senior year, I basically just, like, went home.
I'm done talking about high school. It's lame. Yeah. I'm done. All
right, so...
Next subject!
All right, so high school, we never have to talk about that again, then.
Good.
We'll just cross that off the thing here.
But do you know what was good about high school?
It's over.
Well, the fact that I started doing drugs in high school...
Yeah.
Because when they transferred the curriculum to only tests, I was like, cool, time to do drugs. Fuck, what am I doing to my wallet now? I'm destructive.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're not total grandma about drinking and smoking.
Because I'm destructive?
Yeah, you just don't care about your own life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Snorts, like, powdered gasoline.
I've snorted stuff I don't even know what it was.
Dude, were you one of those kids who stores pixie sticks?
No. Surprisingly, no.
I never understood those kids. I was like, why are you nasty? Is my eye red?
No.
Good.
It's going to be if you keep abusing it.
I'm a destructive! Mm.
What's another thing to talk about, then?
Drugs.
There's a lot to talk about in drugs.
What's your most fucked up night?
Like when you the most like, fucked up I've been?
Yes.
What? Hang on. Hold that thought.
Oh.
What?
This is time number two.
Good to see you too.
I'm not cut out for being alone. Stop leaving me.
My mom just wanted to walk in the house and start yelling.
Shin. Shaniqua!
I don't know. That's a difficult one. Do you have one? Do you have a story lined up already for this?
I have, like, a few. Because, okay. I've been, like, hella fucked up in, like, many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel completely different. Like, one time... I did, like, hella Molly and, like, hella Xanax.
That's a terrible idea.
I didn't know it was until I did it.
Here's the thing. How are we measuring this? Because you can measure it on, like, did you need a babysitter?
I didn't know what was happening to me because I blacked out for, eight hours.
Yeah, I've never blacked out.
No, I lost consciousness for, like, the entire rest of the night.
Yeah, Xanax will do that, though.
It was weird.
I've only done that to, like, come down off of drugs.
See, I didn't know. But the thing is, I knew something was going wrong, because, like, I was walking around having a good time, and people kept asking me if I was okay.
Don't you hate that? Isn't that the worst? Like, see, is that another way to measure it?
The thing is,
people asking if you're okay.
I just really wanted to talk to people, so I was talking, like, hey, what you doing? Like, good, are you okay?
No.
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, do you need water? Here's some water. I'm like, okay. Like, but... So I was, like, zoned out and, like, zombie-looking because of Xanax, but I was sweating and, like, wanting to talk because of the Molly. So it was just, like, a weird conundrum.
Yeah.
And my friend, she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I'm fine. Like, I was getting pissed, but I was not raising my voice past this.
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
But, like, she's like, you need to sit down. And I sat down, and then I woke up.
Yeah.
And, hi!
What's going on?
I don't know. You just came in the house and started yelling.
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua.
She's being get out.
My mom's black.
Yes. But yeah, I woke up in bed naked with a woman. And I was like, oh my God, did we have sex? She's like, no. And I was like, good. Why am I naked? And she's like, because in the middle of the night you started taking off your clothes and I couldn't stop you. And I was like, oh.
Why'd you stay?
We were her ride.
Mm-hmm.
We were her ride. Because the thing is, the party took place in a different city. It took place in Corvallis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I blacked out in Corvallis and woke up all the way here in Newport.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
I got taken home. I was gone, like, blacked out for hours and hours and hours.
That's crazy.
And to this day, can't remember any of it.
See, I mean, like, the furthest gone I've probably been is on a lot of mushrooms.
Ooh, that'll do it.
But, like, you know, like where it was just like I definitely needed to be guided around. Like I could not have been left alone to do whatever.
Ooh, see, like shrooms are so like, I don't know how, I feel like I'm falling apart strategically when I'm on shrooms.
Yeah, you can't have a strategy. You just kind of gotta.
But like barely strategically. It's like a weird, like, I'm constantly falling apart. But like, so, last time I did shrooms, I was like, I really wanted to feel them because the times before I didn't really feel anything. And I was like, I really want to like trip this time. So I did some. My friend's like, that's going to knock you out. I did one cab and I was like, fucked up. And I was like, yeah, but you're like 100 pounds soaking wet. I'm a real man. Let's go. So I ate more.
And did you do any vitamin C?
No, I should have.
Yeah, I took an emergency packet and I didn't put it in water or anything. I just put it straight in my mouth.
I did that. I did that the first time I did shrooms and I had the best time ever.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
I threw up at one point too.
No, I almost did. But like.
But psychedelics just do that to people.
I know, they tear up my stomach, man. But, I did more, and I did more, and I did more, trying to feel something, and then I did a dab, because I was like, you know what, fuck it, these aren't really working, so I'm gonna get stoned. So I did a dab, and I was like, wow, this dab is really fucking hitting, like, and then I looked out in the distance where the fire was, and, like, everything looked like a weird 3D movie, but instead of red and blue, it was, like, red and green, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh no! And I was like, I think I did too much. Like, mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no turning back now. And everyone's like, do you want to play badminton? And I was like, sure, badminton.
And you're out camping.
Yeah, yeah. I was. And so there's only a river and a highway next to us. And I'm trying to stay on the fucking ground without like falling into the sky because the sky looked hella black. And I was just like, whoa. And I would like, my depth perception was zero. I'd flinch at something that was like 8 miles away from me, mm-hmm. And I'd swing at something and it's like 5 years, like I'm like, I'm no, just like it was terrible.
Yeah, depth perception is gone on that.
I couldn't stop laughing while I'm just like, aha, wow, I can't do anything,
dude. Laughing on mushrooms is like the best, like that's like the thing to do.
So I stopped playing and I just like, walked off to the side with another girl who was rolling, like just fried too much, so we just sat there and made fun of everyone. And just
like watching SpongeBob?
And then
number one thing to do.
While everyone else was still on shrew playing badminton, we threw a second birdie in there just to fuck with them. Everyone lost their shit. They're like, what?
See, I want to do something like that, like where it's like chill, you're just hanging out, you're just doing.
Oh, yeah.
Just tripping it's balls so fun. In a safe area.
That's all I do. Like, I don't like.
I don't like house parties.
House parties are okay. There's a time and a place for them, but I like my controlled substances with controlled people.
That's true, yeah.
In a controlled environment.
Like anytime I've been, you know, like Coke or Molly or anything like that, and I'm like out in the public, it's like people look at you. And it's just like, all right, I don't want to be out here anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I'm feeling judged.
I'm scaring people.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling of being a creep.
No, yeah.
That's all I feel like when I'm in public. That's why I just like to stay in.
Yeah, exactly. Like
I'm just like.
That's why I don't really do coke anymore, because like it's not fun to stay at home and do coke.
Depends.
It's, for me, how much I'd have to buy. Like I'd rather just do mushrooms.
Your tolerance is probably like rock bottom now.
It's probably not.
It is.
Because I didn't do it for months, and I did again. It was like, yep.
Yep.
I'm driving home.
I did some on my birthday.
How was that?
It was good. It was great. Like, two people bought me some, so I still have a lot, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, here we go. Cheers to life.
Yeah. It just becomes a chore at the end of the night, because it's like, oh, it's 3 a.m. I can't not finish my bag of Coke. Try to not finish your bag of Coke.
You, like, You rally.
Yeah. But it just gets boring, because no matter how much you do, it's the same bullshit. Plus, I guess the person I was doing it with all the time was also very boring to.
Who? Oh! Aha! Oh, yeah. I bet. I would hate that.
It just got boring.
I would hate that.
But. Yeah, like, I'd go do mushrooms and camp. Like, that'd be fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
But then, the best part is they put these, like, weird bags of, like, things in the fire. So it changed the color of the fire.
Wow.
So it was green and blue and purple. And I was like, holy shit, I'm in a different world. Like, I was like, I'm in Narnia. Please call back later. They turned off all the lights, so it was pitch black, and all you see is gold, just flickering green and blue and purple, and I was like, fuck. Like, it was so cool. I zoned out into the fire for, like, a good hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the shadows it was casting made it look like I was looking into a hallucination.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, that's probably the most fucked up I've been, is just, fucked up on a standpoint of, like, needing a babysitter.
Oh, I needed a babysitter a few times.
Yeah, definitely that psychedelics are the way. Molly and coke, it's never really been... I mean, I've done them, like, a lot. Like, that's the thing. Like, the worst times are not when I've done a lot. Because those are, like, most stable at that point.
Really? I unravel.
Because by the time I get to that, it's like my tolerance is already up to here.
Hmm.
You know, through the roof. So, I mean, like, the first time I did ecstasy, that was the first drug I ever did.
Wow.
Like, that's the first thing, like, that altered me.
Wow.
So, starting there, yeah.
See, like, I get really introverted. I'm a really extroverted person, but, like, if I hit a point where my extrovertedness, or, like, extroversion collapses on itself, and I'm, like, just, like,
completely where I get it. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything.
It's not that I don't want to. It's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot do anything.
I don't want to go creep 8 people out.
So I just lay in the bed and roll around and breathe heavy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It just, like, I hate how it sounds. Like, I literally just ran 8 miles and then it promptly had sex. Like.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Like, I love it. It's so fun.
What?
Molly.
No, yeah.
It's just like a little great little...
I ruined that, though.
Anyone, so. Don't listen to him. Well...
Don't do as much as me.
Don't do as much as him. If you haven't done it, I'm not going to pressure you. Because I'm not about that. Do whatever you want to do that makes your life happy. But if
as long as it's Molly.
But if you're curious, go for it. It's awesome.
But... Make sure you know where you're getting it from.
Make sure you know where you're getting it from. Like,
we ran into these girls at a rave one time.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs was cut with heroin.
How terrible is that?
They were not having a fun time, but...
Well...
I didn't really care. I was off doing my own thing.
My friend got some that was cut with meth, and they were up for 2 days.
Yeah, see?
I was like, no! But if you get good stuff, it's great!
Yeah, it is.
It's great.
Never done any... Okay, well, there was the time I did Meow Meow, which was,
Oh my gosh. You guys wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me do it ever again after they experienced their terribleness with it.
Like,
but, like, it totally affected me differently. I just wanted to break things.
I just wanted to break things.
I just wanted to break shit, but...
Burn it down.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
Hmm.
I have an idea.
Hmm.
Never mind. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to fill the last 10 minutes of this, or?
How can I do this? I don't know. What did we talk about? What were we talking about?
Drugs.
Oh. Yeah. I gotta stop doing these podcasts high. It would make it a lot easier to just think of things.
You're like, high right now?
Yeah. I've been high, man. Like.
Shocker.
But like. Yeah. It's the second one in the morning. Like, this is a bad idea. I should stop. Maybe we should do a whole bunch of mushrooms and talk. And then talk about what we see. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Just to hear people die.
Yeah. That. Maybe edibles sometime.
Edibles? Oh, those scare me. I've had too many times where I've gotten way too high.
Yeah, but you can go to, like, the pot shop now and just say, hey, how much do I take to not die?
No, but like, okay, so I did that and I got this thing called a squib.
Well, yep.
I didn't go because I just turned 21, but like, yep. I got a squib and it was like 10, it's like one little quarter.
Yep. Our cook says you know, he's been smoking pot his entire life. He says half of those will fuck him up.
Okay, listen, this is the thing. There was like one, you know, I ate one serving, didn't feel anything. Ate two more servings, didn't feel anything.
Oh, boy.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to eat the rest of it. I ate the rest of it, and all it did was make me fall asleep. Like, I didn't feel high at all. I literally felt like I just fell into a coma. And I was just like, ah! Like, powered down.
Yeah.
And I had no choice. I was at a festival. I fell asleep in the sun. And I was just sitting in the chair, and I was like, because actually I was under the canopy, but the sun was setting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was out in the sun for like the last 2 hours. I was black. Like, I was dark. My skin was even a little tender. I thought I might have got a sunburn, but I didn't. I was mad. But, yeah. Then I woke up and the festival was over for the day. And I was like, no.
What year is it?
No, but yeah. There have been times where I've eaten edibles and I'm just like, oh, I wish I could sleep.
I played Commando one time.
On edible?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'd kill myself.
With my first girlfriend.
When am I?
It was fun.
Yeah?
It was interesting.
No.
It was like that, you know, just kind of happy point. We was just kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling this.
See,
where are we?
Whenever I smoke or do anything like that, like, I, like, smoke for broke. Like, I'm going blaze until I can't move. But, like, I can tailor until I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm perfect. But, like, edibles is like, I hope this is enough. Or I hope it's not too much. Fingers crossed. And then you find out it wasn't enough, and you, like, eat more, then you overshoot it.
And die.
And then die, or you eat too much the first time, overshoot it, and die.
Slip into a coma.
Yeah. Either way, it's not good. Well, but yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to learn how to make them, but I just made my mom learn how to make them, and it was great.
Because she can already cook?
No, because she can... She switched off really quick. She's like, hey, look what I got. And I'm like, yes. You always throw your drinks away like half empty.
There was this much. It was just ice.
No.
Flavored ice.
White privilege.
Fucking damn straight.
You were drinking flavored ice.
It's nine!
It's a blended drink. It's all just flavored ice.
Nope, we got like 7 minutes left. So... wrap this up.
7 minutes in heaven.
Anyway.
Who would be your celebrity out? Like, if you were married and this one celebrity would come, like, tell us, fuck! Who would you be willing to break up your marriage for? Your mirage.
I don't know. I feel like I don't pay attention to celebrities nowadays, like, as much.
Why?
I don't know, because I watch YouTube more than I watch, like, movies.
Well, then tell me, what YouTuber?
There's no hot YouTubers that I follow.
Why don't you follow hot YouTubers? Because
they talk too much.
I follow a lot of beauty gurus on YouTube. So they're all beautiful people.
Who would I... Maybe Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, why? That's a song. Don't understand why everyone thinks she's so attractive.
Like, you don't find her attractive?
She's pretty, like, I think, yeah, but she's nothing like break up my marriage hot.
That's true.
Like, I've always thought she's been overplayed.
I agree with that. That's what I thought about Megan Fox.
What?
She just seemed a little overplayed.
But the thing is, Megan's still Megan. No, Megan's gorgeous, even with her hammer thumbs.
Anyway, who was your pick then?
Ooh. You know, a solid Zac Efron.
Yeah, it's fair.
You know, like literally, everyone's like,
what about Brad Pitt?
No, well, when?
Like, that's a good point.
Him now? No. 10 years ago, hey.
What about Kevin Spacey?
I don't know who that is. Maybe I do, and I don't know.
I think you do. Just give it a second.
I'm just a little spacey. Stop it.
Let me think. I gotta think about...
Kevin Spacey? Ew!
He's the one that...
No,
I... Got in trouble for touching the kids.
What? He's the one?
Yeah, what about Weinstein?
Weinstein?
Did you not hear about all of this?
I don't pay attention to
the anything. Weinstein effect?
Who?
Harvey Weinstein, like, groped and, like, molested and, like, I don't know if he drugged anybody. I don't know the full story, but, like, a bunch of people.
Hmm.
Like, a bunch of girls. And so, like, he fell because of that, because he got in trouble, you know, for raping women. And then, like, all these other people got in trouble for the sexual harassment and sexual assault, like, after him, like Kevin Spacey and a whole bunch of them. Yeah, he got in trouble for, like, groping some kid that was on set of, like, House of Cards or something. Like, a teenage kid, like, 17 or something.
But still.
And his, like, his idea was, hey, maybe I'll just come out that I'm gay and that'll make it all okay. Like, that's somehow the go-to. It's okay, though.
I'm gay.
I'm gay, by the way. Really? We didn't notice. But, yeah, him, like, a bunch of other people got in trouble. Like, I think that was Bill Cosby was right around that time,
wow,
as well. Yeah, this everyone all happened. Like, back to back to back.
I remember hearing about something like that, but I never knew who, like, in depth.
Yeah, so don't rape anyone.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't. That's a good way to wrap it up. Rape.
Yeah, don't rape anyone. Rape is fucked up.
Rape is fucked up.
Unless you want to, and then no.
There's actually some people who like the spontaneity and like the weirdness. Like they want to like reenact
it. Like they want to be raped.
Like they almost like they find a consensual partner to like reenact aggressive rape-esque kind of sex things. Haven't you ever heard of that? Like
okay, no, I've heard of it. Well, here's my question to you: Would you be down for that?
Okay, I don't know.
See, like,
it depends on how deep they'd want to go.
Like, deep? Like if they want you to rape them.
No, if it was like a...
But they don't tell you that.
If it was like a light role play,
yeah,
I could get with it. You know, mm-hmm, being a little more forceful than usual. Mm-hmm. But like, if they were like, I'll be here at 6 p.m., I want you to kidnap me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like... rape you on the off chance that you're into it, you know.
yeah
because I could so backfire.
Yeah
Who was I talking to?
Me.
Oh, coworker. She was like, yeah, guys are such pussies, like in bed, like they won't like just do stuff, you know, some stuff. Well, like aggressive things, you know, like choke a girl like out of nowhere. I'm like, that's because we can go to jail for rape really easily. I was like, you can just say the magic word and we go to fucking jail. I was like I have girls that are not 18 that are into me that I would sleep with, but they're not 18. Like, they're attractive, but going to jail is not worth it to me.
Going to jail is not worth it at yeah all.
You know, 19 will get you 20, or 16 will get you 20.
16 will get you 20.
Yeah, 16 will get you 20. I'm like, sorry if I'm coming off as a dick, but I'm not going to talk to you.
The thing is, don't even be sorry, but you are a child.
Yeah, I just don't talk to him.
Good.
I'll, like, see, talk to him once, find out they're not 18, and then just blow them off.
I don't attract the attention of younger people. I attract old people attention.
Nice. I wish that was what I had going on.
You know.
Although I don't wish I was, like, you know who, with the elderly woman.
The cougar.
Yeah.
The feline.
If they already have kids, dude, just give up. Anyway, all right, and on that note, we'll just go ahead and...
You heard it here, folks. If she got kids, give up.
That's if the it moral... smells like salmon, keep on a ram, and if it smells like trout, pull it out.
What?
Never heard that?
No.
Well, that's the same.
Well, thank you for listening to this, if you actually listen to this. Hello? Out there? Is anyone there?
Papa, can you hear me? All right, yeah, we'll call it there, and we'll be back soon enough to do the same dumb shit over again.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace.